Level 3 Listening Test. This test has 10 questions.
Listen to the recording and answer the questions. You will hear the recording twice.
A very unusual circus will open in Edinburgh next week on the occasion of this year's Edinburgh Festival. The circus, owned by Russian millionaire Vladimir Brodsky, is entirely performed by mice. Mr. Brodsky, the only trainer of the 27 performing mice, opened the circus last year in Moscow and immediately became a success. "I have dreamt of being in the circus all my life," said Mr. Brodsky recently in an interview. "But now I'm too old. This is the next best thing." The whole performance, which lasts half an hour, can be watched by only 8 people at a time. "Otherwise," said Mr. Brodsky, "the mice get frightened and won't perform."
The National Centre for Languages is worried that there are not enough young people studying foreign languages in Britain. Last year, only 44% of secondary school pupils took a foreign language, compared to 71% in 1997. The same tendency is seen among university students. Although there has been an increase of 4.5% in the number of students at university, the number of UK students taking modern languages has fallen by 4% since 2002, and there was an even bigger decline in the 1990s.
Now listen again.
A very unusual circus will open in Edinburgh next week on the occasion of this year's Edinburgh Festival. The circus, owned by Russian millionaire Vladimir Brodsky, is entirely performed by mice. Mr. Brodsky, the only trainer of the 27 performing mice, opened the circus last year in Moscow and immediately became a success. "I have dreamt of being in the circus all my life," said Mr. Brodsky recently in an interview. "But now I'm too old. This is the next best thing." The whole performance, which lasts half an hour, can be watched by only 8 people at a time. "Otherwise," said Mr. Brodsky, "the mice get frightened and won't perform."
The National Centre for Languages is worried that there are not enough young people studying foreign languages in Britain. Last year, only 44% of secondary school pupils took a foreign language, compared to 71% in 1997. The same tendency is seen among university students. Although there has been an increase of 4.5% in the number of students at university, the number of UK students taking modern languages has fallen by 4% since 2002, and there was an even bigger decline in the 1990s.